What's up, everyone? Oh my god, I fucked up the intro. I haven't done this in forever. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of From Broadway to Belmont. I am your host, Chris DeSalms, and with me, as always, my wonderful co-host, Kevin Koff. Kevin, jump in, say hello.
Good to be back. No technical difficulties at all. Never.
God damn, we already had an episode fuck up on us, and I don't remember the intro, apparently.
Full disclaimer, apologies to everybody who's listening. I have to listen to me on AirPods. I was on vacation, so I forgot my mic. And I'm back home, so
my apologies for the terrible audio. Hopefully it's not too bad.
Kevin, how you been? You just said you've been on some trips, so let's just jump right into it. How are your trips, or do you want to know what I've been doing since you've been going all around the world?
Yeah, since I got more.
I've been doing nothing. I've been doing work and I haven't been watching any of the preseason games.
Me either.
Watching a lot of football, being a true
classic,
blooded American, jetting up every Sunday.
Big win against the Browns.
Two Sundays weren't good, but one Sunday was. And this Sunday is going to be good, too, because they're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers and the MILF Hunters back, baby. so I'm looking forward to seeing that. And if you follow me on Twitter, I'm trying to get into the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I've been listening to their music recently. I'm about four albums in, eight more to go. I'm starting album five either today or tomorrow. And I've already listened to this one in full. It's one that I've listened to before, but I don't really remember it too much. So I'm looking forward to it. Follow me on my personal Twitter where I'm giving my honest review of each album with a ranking.
Get this guy in Rolling Stone. Come on.
With a ranking. And then when I finish all of it, I'm going to rank all the albums in terms of which ones I like the most and don't like. And then who knows? Maybe hopefully they come back to DC. What sucks is they were just in DC and I didn't go. And I don't think they're going to come back.
Yeah, Mr. Chance, maybe they'll be back one day. Or just go visit when they're in New York or something. There you go.
Exactly. Well,
not bad, though.
We got the world traveler with us. So tell us all about your travels.
No, it was good. It was Zion National Park for a few days. Absolutely beautiful. Totally recommend it. And I was in Vegas for a few days. I enjoyed the city. I enjoyed my time there. But I don't know if I ever want to go back, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know if it's my vibe personally.
Like, I like to stay in,
but it was good. Zion, totally worth the trip. I think we walked like 35,000 steps a day. It was ridiculous. And we did one hike that was, it's called the Narrows through the Virgin River, and you're basically walking in the river on rocks. You're like up to your shins, I would say, most of the time for 7 miles there and 7 miles back if you do the full thing like we did. So definitely brutal on the legs, but beautiful.
Calves must have been like,
oh my god, I'm
screaming at you.
It's the calves and the feet, and then get back to the hotel, pull a hammy, but the hammy's cramping up. It's a tough scene, but yeah, we had an awesome time.
Me and Chris's buddy Josh was there, so definitely recommend Zion though. It's so beautiful there. Only a quick 2 hour drive, 2.5 hours from Vegas. Just rented a car, head out there, but yeah, not bad at all. Definitely, I feel like I kind of got the national park bug now, so maybe I'll start to make that my new personality trait. Just go visit all the national parks.
That is in line with, like, I think it's either like a Twitter joke or like a legit like psychological phenomenon where it's like at a certain point, like right now in like our lives, you know, you're what, just turned 24?
Yes.
Turning 24.
Yeah, my birthday.
Week. like you become obsessed with like one thing. Like a lot of people go, like they become like the hiking person, or the person who just starts baking or cooking all the time. Like,
I'm gonna be the beer league and national park person, pretty much. But
hell yeah,
It was. Oh, did my? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting how my one AirPod just died. So now we're just going to rock with one AirPod. But yeah, super cool. Went to like a little beer garden for Oktoberfest in Vegas, gambled, a lot of blackjack. Probably could have broken even if we would have just stopped. But
oh, you're a car. Obviously,
you gotta keep going. Blackjack was it was not bad. A little bit of roulette. No slots. I don't know about you.
I exclusively play slots when I'm in Vegas.
Really? Do you find it success? Because like we thought that it was just like we did it for like the first day, maybe half day, and we were like, oh, this sucks.
50-50. It really depends. Some days like the first time I went out there for like my big trip. I did pretty well. I probably ended up $150-$200.
Really?
Yeah, no just way. Lots, plus some sports bets, but
yeah, probably that's crazy.
Probably with like sports bets and slots, I was probably up $150-$200, but I've won probably like $300 in slots and stuff.
So is that just like small increments, or is it like a big?
No, I was hitting like I hit like 150 one night, 200 another night, but I'm also losing money fucking sports betting.
The sports books were sick though, especially we were there on football Sunday.
Sports books are sick. I love going to the sports books in Vegas. Like that is like
those were cool.
That alone is one reason why I would go to Vegas, just to go to the sports book and just watch.
Yeah,
if I smoked cigarettes, I'd be fucking smoking squares all day, pounding beers.
Oh, right as you walk into all the casinos.
Dude.
People are there 7 a.m. We're going out to Zion.
Oh, dude, lighting cigarettes.
They're there. Oh my God, they don't care.
But no, dude. Casino, if I smoked cigs, I would be I would be that person at 7 a.m. But instead of like drinking a beer, it'd be like black coffee, cigarette, and I'm running up a slot machine. Did you do the Vinny Chase 100 on red when you played roulette?
No. Oh gosh, no. We were all more $5 bets.
God. You gotta do the Vinny Chase 100 on red. One of the times I was out there, I lost, my cousin lost, my brother was like making fun of us. He does it, he fucking wins, of course. And then the next time I'm out there, my cousin did it. I didn't have I think I blew through like $200 that night, maybe $300 that night.
Oh, and it happened so fast.
Dude. Yeah, I was having a bad night, and he wanted to play roulette, and he's like, "What should I do?" I'm like, 100 on red. He's like, "Why?" I'm like, "That dictates the whole fucking weekend." He does 100 red, he wins. This guy next to us on the table, though, he goes, "That's the dumbest fucking bet I've ever – why the fuck would you do that?" And I'm like, "What if it wins?" He goes, "Yeah, the odds of it winning are really low." I'm like, "No, it's actually pretty high because half the numbers are red, half of them are black, two are green." So I think we're good here.
Yeah, you're at what, 48-48? So, I mean, 48-48 too, yeah. Yeah. If it's green, you just kind of count your losses.
It was red, and he was like, "You guys are dumb motherfuckers." And I was like, "Yeah, we won," and we just walked away. But I love Vegas. I love the sports books there. I also have family out there, so I just like going to see them and stuff. But it's also just such a change of pace from like being an East Coast kid.
Oh, so it's totally different. Oh my God.
You see the mountains everywhere and stuff. Because like, it's just a city in the middle of the desert.
In the middle of nowhere. Like, when we were driving back from Zion, it was all desert. And then I think in a few weeks, I'll look back more finally on it. I think it was just like, you're right, though. It's just totally different. And like, especially coming from Zion, where we were like in nature, we were hiking, and then bam, 2 hour drive, and we're like in just degenerate land. It was just kind of crazy.
Yeah, you went from like one of the more like peaceful places to be
to Vegas,
like the heart of like scumbaggery and just pure degenerates.
Yeah, I think maybe in a few weeks I will, or a year, I'll be like, "Oh, I want to go back." Saw Golden Knights preseason game.
I was just gonna say, you did a little something when you were out there.
So many bells and whistles. Even for a preseason game, they got a DJ outside. They got flagmen. They got the drummers. They got the showgirls. Their whole intro is sick. It has like the Star Wars music in red as the knight head comes down. I don't know if they did that when you were there. But
I don't remember because I was drinking and I was off an Eddie.
But yeah, probably looked wild then. But oh my God, so sick. I mean, it's a good game. We saw an overtime game. We left after they scored in overtime. Then they did a 14-round shootout. Did not know that happened, but we had a fight to catch, so we had to go. But honestly, nice arena. Nothing that's gonna like blow you away. Be like, whoa! Like they got so many like cool things that you don't see anywhere else. No, but it was like I feel like a very clean, nice arena. I mean,
it's brand new. That's a thing. Yeah, it's a relatively new arena.
Yeah.
It's
not like UBS where there's all this like like novelty Islander stuff and novelty hockey stuff. It's just like a really nice arena.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe like the first few years you probably would have had that, but now that like they do the UFC stuff in there and there's, it's more of like a big venue. And eventually if Vegas gets a basketball team, it's like, you know, you got a lot of, you can't like, but it was nice. I like it. I'm hoping if we go to a game next time I'm out there, when I go back in January, they have this area called the Bunker, which like I thought was just like this area near the ice, like right on like the ice, but it's right on the ice, apparently, like next to like the Vegas bench, like you're literally like at almost ice level, like with it's sick. So if I get to go to it, it's like it's this crazy like owner's box and stuff. We were gonna get that the last time we went to a game, when we went to the game back in January, but the guys who own the casino my uncle works at decided they wanted to go to the game, and they're like, we're taking the Bunker from you, and he goes, okay, that's fine. So I'm hoping maybe a Monday afternoon game against Dallas will not that be the help. Game they want the Bunker.
Yeah. That might help.
I'll take the Bunker.
Gladly, right? Yeah, that's pretty sick. It was also packed. Preseason game, it was almost sold out. Also kind of electric. Total side note. There's a deal now. I don't know how long this has been going on. If the Knights score 2 goals in a period, everybody gets 2 free tacos. So sick.
Yeah, no, they did that when I went. I remember going to Taco Bell after.
I wish we got the chance to. It reminded me a lot of when the Islanders would, and me and Josh were talking about this, they would do their, back in the 90s, I think, or not in the 90s, in the 80s, it was 9 goals, which speaks to the era, I guess. And in the 2000s, it was 6 goals. If the Islanders got 6, they would get chilly. So, oh my God, it would be like February 2010. Islanders are hot garbage. They're like 20 games under 500. They got 5 goals. Oh my God. It might as well be like the Stanley Cup final in there. That's exactly what it reminded me of. They don't do that anymore.
Like,
but
like the Flint,
Firebirds?
The Flint Tropics from semi-pro, the fucking corn dogs. I don't know if the Knights still do this, but apparently they did it for a while, and I don't know if they do this anymore, but if they get a shutout and you have your ticket, you get a free, I think, either half dozen or dozen from Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah. I remember these. Surely they can't do that anymore, but maybe they do. I do remember that, though. I think it was a half dozen or something like that because they did it in the first season.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't really remember what had ended up happening. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of food, went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. Fire. So good. Had the beef Wellington. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, did you get the steak? So good.
Had to. Josh got a separate steak, but I got the beef Wellington. So fire, man.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. Paid like $75 for a 3-course meal. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Yeah. That's enough Vegas, though. I had a good time. Glad to be back, though. Back in the stew. We got a big episode. I mean, not too big, but we got some points to talk about since October is a mere 2 days away. About 49, 50 hours away will be in October. So we're finally back. The dog days are coming to an end. We got hockey to watch. We don't care about the preseason. The Islanders are 0-2. People are freaking out on Twitter. I simply do not care. Everybody's got to get a life.
As they should.
It's embarrassing. Rangers, I did not see them beat the Islanders. I refuse to believe. But it's good. It's good to be back. Good to have some hockey coming up on October 7th, I think.
I think that is when the season
something
starts.
Something like that. Rangers Lightning. But how come the Islanders didn't get the Lightning for the opening game of the last 2 seasons? Let me know. Riddle me that, Gary. But I don't know. Anything you want to add before we hop into some of these little tidbits?
No, yeah. I'm looking forward to when the season actually starts. Yeah, the season starts Friday, October 7th, day for my birthday. Even though there are some preseason games, there's literally one regular season game and a bunch of preseason games that wrap up that day.
Isn't it like it's the European series, right? It's something like that.
Yeah, the Rangers Islanders still have preseason going on up until it's weird. Yeah. So there's some, realistically, yeah, you get a couple games that first 2 days. So realistically, we're still about two-ish weeks away from the regular season actually starting for most teams. Not bad, but yeah, not too shabby.
I think they open up against Florida, which will probably be a disaster, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Yeah, it won't let me even go that far in advance. I thought.
Yeah, you guys got the Lightning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that's who we open with. So,
we'll see what happens. But
yeah, Tuesday, October 11th at home, Tampa Bay. That's a pretty good game to start off with. You know, the last time we saw them, they beat us.
Good tone setter.
It's a different team. They are a different. I don't want to like get into how I feel about the game and stuff, just because like most teams aren't.
That's
like,
for next week.
We'll talk about it next week. But either next week or 2 weeks from now. I think the Rangers have a chance to win that game. I think you know they've looked impressive the two games that I have read about so far, not watched. But the Lightning, they're going to – I don't know.
Excuse me. They'll still be very good.
I don't think they're going to take, like, a significant step back. They're still going to be pretty good. But it's definitely, like, a much, I think, different team than
– Yeah, losing Palat hurts. I mean, everything else is pretty much
They lost similar, McDonough. But... They lost Palat.
Oh, true. McDonough, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about him.
Yeah, there were some pictures that came out of him in Predators.
Nashville, yeah, I saw that.
So weird. that was strange. Yeah. Two preseason games so far for the Rangers. They beat the Islanders 4-1. Lost in overtime to Boston yesterday. They had to travel to Boston, so I mean, it is what it is.
Only Islanders goal scorer in that game, Robin Salo.
There you go.
Looks like the 6D of the team, so that's good news.
Jimmy Vesey scored the first goal of the preseason for New York, and that kind of
concussed Semyon Varlamov.
That kind of leads into the first point I had, really the only thing I want to talk about today, and it's that Jimmy Vesey went from he's going to have just a PTO and he'll be probably buried in the minors to – he's probably going to end up with a roster spot, and it is what it is. It's fine. It's crazy that like it really hasn't been that long since he was last here. I think 2 years ago he was on this team,
three and a half, maybe.
I don't know. It feels like it was such a long time ago. He was with
Nashville, Buffalo, and New Jersey between then. And sorry, Toronto, and Buffalo, Leafs. New Jersey. Yeah. I meant Toronto, Nashville, my bad, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a few years. The Lizard King.
They won the Jimmy Vesey sweepstakes, clearly.
Yeah, the Lizard King is back. Yeah, so 16-17 New York, 17-18 New York. Yeah, so 19-20 he played in Buffalo. Then 2021 Toronto, Vancouver 2021 as well.
That's right.
And then last season with the Devils.
He's the Islanders to complete the trifecta.
Pretty much. Doesn't really move the needle. It's kind of like a fourth line guy. Should really be like just kind of like an extra forward.
Does not move anything with all due respect.
It doesn't. Like, and I wouldn't sit here and be like,
no,
like,
this
is a great move for me. Like, it just like I don't get why like they felt the need to give him a PTO, but like I don't know. Like it's just a weird move. I think Drury really likes him, so that's probably why he got he's getting another look. And if it's just a 1 year thing, totally fine by me. Let him, you know, let him play if he needs to play. Let him boost up his you know stock and then get out. Because the worst possible thing the Rangers could do is bring him in and then be like, we need to re-sign him for like 3 years. Yeah. I think I'd have a meltdown at that point. That would kill me.
Who would ever sign a fourth liner to a $1.1 million per year contract?
Yeah, it's crazy. He's going to be 30 like at the end of this season.
The hell?
Which is crazy to me.
That's nuts, bro.
So yeah,
I remember being like high school. I was like, "Oh, Jimmy Vesey's gonna come to the Islanders, like big time Jimmy Vesey from Harvard."
Yeah. Oh, what? Like your senior? Yeah. Because my sophomore year was I think the first year he was with the Rangers. That 16-17 season.
So that was my freshman year. Yeah.
Yeah. 15-16 was when he went back to college and stuff. And I saw him play. I've mentioned this on the pod before. I don't remember seeing him play, but I was in the arena when he played. Yeah. Yeah. At the Garden. So yeah, I mean, Jimmy Vesey will probably be a Ranger again. Who fucking cares? It's a non-story. He realistically should just be an extra forward who sits most of the time, spends most of his time in the press box, and when you need him, you could plug him in, and that's
what
fine.
We said about Ryan. Well, that's what you said about Ryan Reeves. I don't know.
I grew to love Reeves. I'll never say anything bad about him anymore. I grew to love him. He is the heart and soul of the team.
There you go. Hey, no, I respect it. I'm just giving you a hard time. You know that.
You know what? He earned his spot in that lineup when he did his first chesty release us, and. That I was like, yeah, this give him another 10 years. Who gives a fuck? It's so depressing that he doesn't like when his contract's up and he eventually like retires. Like he's openly said he's not staying anywhere like on the East Coast or anything. He's going straight back to Vegas.
Fair enough.
He loved it there. He is.
Yeah, they gave him Vegas gave him the old sham job. What a surprise there.
Yeah,
surprise.
I also think he would want to go back there because he has business ventures out there. I think that's where his brewery is.
Yeah.
Even though there was rumors he was going to open one up on the East Coast, I still yet to hear anything about that.
Yeah.
But I would drink a Ryan Reeves beer.
You have to go when you're back in Vegas. But yeah, we got some 20 minutes in, so we should rattle through some questions. We got some not mailbag questions, but we created some questions or some little topics about the Islanders Rangers season, some predictions. Don't go back and listen to the one from last year. It was probably the worst predictions of all time. But this is our year, Chris. I think we're in it to win it this year. These are going to be spot on. Oh, he's setting up the second monitor. This guy is ready.
Second monitor has already been set up. I'm just making sure I have the exact the record up for last season.
All right. Yeah. So speaking of that, I don't know if I have an exact record, but we're thinking points, record, playoffs, yes or no for each team. What do we think? We can start with the Rangers.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd also, I don't care. We can do a preseason standings for the Metro if you'd want to.
We'll do that after this question. Yeah.
Okay. So for the Rangers, they finished second in the Metro last year. 52-24-6 was their record. So it was at 104 points with 110 points. I think they finished with, which was I think the highest. Since I don't remember when, but regardless, so that was a really, really good season for them. I don't know if they will, I don't know if they're gonna get 52 again. I think they'll definitely have more than 45. So let me go with, I think they're going to have less wins, more losses, less overtime losses, though. So let's go 48-28-2. I think that math.
48. So that'd be 98 points. I feel like that's a little low.
I'm fine with keeping expectations low.
Really? I was going to give the Islanders 99 points, man. I think they could beat 100 for sure. With their goaltending?
Yeah, with their goaltending. I mean, like, it really depends how, like, because last season everything was a little inflated. Like, you had Kreider with his 52 goals. Panarin had 74 assists. Like,
even if Shesterkin dips by, like, see, if he goes from like a 0.935 to a 0.930, you're losing another four games probably. Even if those are in overtime, like he needs to really repeat that like God level season, which is just a very tall task. I think he's still obviously an elite goaltender, but it's tough to put up a almost 940 every single year, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't put below his lowest save percentage was a 903 when he was with Spartak Moscow.
When he was like
2013-14.
Yeah, so probably he was like 15.
Yeah, and then he finished with a 934, 943, 917, 945. 945 he finished. Jesus. That was in the Russian second league, though. 912, 946, 937, 933, 953. That was with SKA St. Petersburg in 2018-19. 953. Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, they got a bunch of scrubs over there.
934 in the Hartford, 932 2021, 916 last year, and then or 2 years ago, 935 last year. So
that's the 935 in the NHL is so impossible to keep up with all respect. I think he's gonna float between a 925 and a 930, by the way, which is still like
that's like really good levels. Yeah, in the playoffs, he played 20 games, he had a 929, and he looked bad. That whole first series, he looked rattled that whole first series and still somehow finished with a 929.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, his NHL average right now is a 928.
Yeah, I think with a little dip, they'll.
Yeah, I would say anywhere between a 925 and a 930 is probably where he'll end up like every year. So, so maybe not like entirely like, I don't think that. Yeah, so I mean, like, it makes sense. Crazy. Maybe if they lose like. Yeah, because what is that? What is 48? 96 points, and then they get the two. So I think they'll be close to – because the thing is they eclipsed 100. They think they were at 110 points. I don't think they're going to get to 110 points again. Do I think they'll get close to 100? Yeah, I'd probably say 98 points is where they are at. So, yeah, 48, 28, and 2 I think is what I said. So I think that's
fair.
Pretty much right.
I think you're shooting a little low, but I think it's – I think you're within like two wins, maybe two or three wins. So
chat clip this. And when the Rangers finish at exactly 48, 28 and two, I would like everyone that listens to this podcast to send me $5.
There you go. I had the Islanders originally at
46. I'm also short four games. I did not do that math right. I don't know. Fuck it. 50 games. They're going to win 50 games. Who gives a fuck?
There you go. I had the Islanders at 46, 29, and 7, which comes out to 99 points. I feel like I'm being a little optimistic here, but I'm still thinking. Last year was a mistake. I think that back-to-back conference final team, I think 46 wins, maybe you go 45, 30, and 7, which would be 97 points, which puts you probably just really close to the bubble of the playoffs. But I have faith that they can scrap out 45, 46 wins, be a near or wild card team, and then after that, anything is possible. All the Islanders have to do is scrap their way to the playoffs, man, and then the team will do the rest because we know that they're built for the playoffs. It's just about getting that scoring in the regular season. So I feel like if they could scrap together 45, 46 wins, it might be enough. The Metro is really tough, man, but the East in general is very tough. So that's the only thing that concerns me. That I think the Islanders could have a really good season, but still be fighting for their lives, or maybe find themselves on the outside because the East is so good. Like if they were in the West, if they were the Portland Islanders, I would put them in the playoffs 100% in the division in the West.
I think the Islanders are probably fighting for that
wild card
place
for sure.
Spot against the Caps. To be honest with you.
I guess we're kind of bleeding to the next segment. But, yeah, I think that's – I'm hoping that's fair. Fourth or even fifth would be fine. I'm trying to think because the Atlantic definitely has Toronto. They definitely have Tampa. And they definitely have probably Florida. So then you also have Boston. I mean
– I think they're a wild card team, yeah.
Ottawa might be decent this year. It's going to be tough. I mean, the
Ottawa's really going to be scrappy, but I don't think they make the playoffs. I think they make – They're going to be scrappier than I think – like we said a couple weeks ago, I think they're going to be scrappier than, like, what we think they'll be. But, yeah, Toronto –
I think the Islanders finish higher than them. I mean, I just – I have to see a world where the Islanders just – they got the vet presence. They got a new coach. Maybe that'll help. I mean, the preseason has been too encouraging, but it's only preseason. I think they could scrap their way to at least being pretty competitive. I'm trying to think last year when it was all said and done. Let me just see if I could 2021-22 NHL standings. Because last year, even after everything that happened, which was a lot, I mean, we all know what the Islanders went through, they still managed to scrape up 84 points. That's pretty good. I mean, for given that they went on an 11-game losing streak, they started the first, what, the 14 at on the road and everything that happened in between, I mean, 84 points is definitely no slouch. So, I don't know. I have faith, but I guess we will see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. So I guess before we do standings, I think the next thing is someone that we are most excited to watch this year. And since I started the last one, I will throw this one to you. Who are you most excited to watch this year
on the New
Hockey Islanders?
Yeah, not much has changed with the team, which I think is the problem. There's obviously not too much new blood in there that there is to be excited for. But I think the obvious answer, probably just from that sense, is Robin Sallow. He's been paired up with Mayfield all preseason. He's looked good. He looked decent last year. He looked like he was a little flustered last year, but it was his first 9 games in the NHL, so I'm going to give him a break. But I think he could be a really just solid Nick Letty-esque, not exactly as fluid skating or maybe offensive-minded as Letty was, but Sallow looks like he could be a real promising player, which would just be awesome. So I hope they give him the chance. I hope he seems to be a good partner for Mayfield. And then all of a sudden, your defense is now, you can reunite Pellick and Pulock. You got Romanov and Dobson. Romanov is also another one that you can be excited for. And Sallow Mayfield. I mean, it's tough to compete with that D-Corps. So I'm excited to see what Sallow can do. Romanov too. And seems like long forgotten 2019 first round pick, Simon Holmstrom. He's been making a lot of waves in camp. I don't think he has a spot this year, but he had, I think, 60-something points in the AHL last year. Had a good playoffs. He's making some noise, man. So I'm wondering if he finds a way through an injury up to the NHL squad. I think that he could be one to watch. So it's good to see him starting to flourish a bit. So I think in general, probably Sallow is my guy just because he's the new fresh blood, excuse me. Romanov is a close second. And then Holmstrom has the intrigue, I think, now of both the team, from what it seems like Lambert and Lamoriello, just because he's been playing on a line with Barzal, and of the fans. Just be like, you know, you kind of forget about Simon Holmstrom, but he's a first-round pick, and he's still pretty young. He's still 22, I think, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. So he's got a lot of promise. So I think those are my guys.
I think we're thinking the same thing in terms of who we're looking forward to as both defensive guys. The player I'm looking forward to the most this year, because I think they are going to tap into something truly special, is that dog in him, third season, Keandre Miller.
That's a good one, man.
I think we are going to see him really flourish this year.
He's so good. I hate it.
And I think he is going to just – because this is his prove it year. This is his, you know,
step.
Are you getting that 8-year contract after this season? it's a contract year for him. I think he's shown a lot of growth the last two seasons. I think last season was a huge jump in just his play.
Such a overall good skater, man.
Yeah, and that was the thing. He like big knock on him. His draft year was that he was just an average skater.
Oh, did you see that Athletic article where it said that? That was from 3 weeks ago. I know they said that in his draft year too, but that Athletic article where it was like skating, NHL average, puck skills below NHL average, that was from 3 weeks ago in their preview.
Suck on that. I mean, like he's going to be filled this year. I think I'm looking forward to him the most. So I'm looking forward to him. Easy answer. Another easy answer. Looking forward to Panarin again. Any season you get to watch Artemi Panarin, you look forward to watching.
That's a lot out of you.
Especially since he came out and said that, like, especially toward in like the playoffs last year, he came out and said I was playing it way too safe.
Yeah,
I was worried about like making mistakes and stuff, and you know, a costly mistake of mine, you know, lost a game for us. So he's like, I'm just going to try to go back to that game I used to play where it's just, it's very free flowing. And that was fun. I mean, that first or second season, which he's talking about, where it was just kind of like, there was this aura around him and, you know, he just played the game that he played and it was awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
That's fair.
Another guy, I think I said last year, there's three other guys, right? Four other guys.
Why don't we just name the whole roster?
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, man.
Oh my god!
I'm looking forward to seeing. I'll lump these guys together. The kid line, if they end up playing together again. It was a fun line that playoffs. I just rewatched the bus line.
No, I'm kidding.
I just rewatched the shift. I don't remember
what the game shift. Oh, Jesus Christ Almighty.
Oh man, dude, I was so pumped up. I watched it. I'm not used to watching good hockey like that. Let me live. It was just so impressive. So I'm looking forward to that. And then final guy I'm looking forward to is Kravtsov. I feel like he's actually going to stay around this season. Panarin's taking him under his wing, which is huge, and it's really good.
That helps.
I think Panarin's like being a good mentor to a lot of the young guys. I think their pick this year is Sikora, who they just sent back to wherever he plays in Europe. They just sent him back. They said they were going to send him back anyway, so it wasn't like I don't think he's anyone was shocked by it. But you know, he posted something where he's like, you know, a picture of him and Panarin being like, you know, so happy that this guy, you know, has been so welcoming and stuff. So I think Kravtsov being a Panarin guy, projected to be on that second line with him potentially, is huge. And I think Kravtsov showed a lot of growth recently, last few weeks. You know, I think there was a quote of him saying, you know, he's made a lot of noise the last few seasons in terms of like being on the team and being in the US and stuff. And he's ready to be a little quieter this year in terms of like being in the news and stuff.
Yeah, that would help.
He just wants to play. And I'm like, that's exactly
it. He also just might be maturing. Like he was,
that's
like
the thing. I'm like, if we could just put everything behind us, you know, the Rangers fucked up, you fucked up. It was just everyone just kind of was in the wrong, and we could all get over it. And you play, and you play really well, and you make the team better. It's a win-win for everyone. So
it's easy to forget that these kids are like, think of how
22 years old.
Me and you. In college, being like 19, 20, everybody in the world that's been to college that was 19, 20 at these points, these kids are in the spotlight from the media, especially the New York media, nonetheless. And think about a guy in Toronto, like Nick Robertson. He doesn't speak English. Yeah. So obviously, you know, there's some mistakes on the road. He probably thinks that he was a little better than he was. And he's not used to being like, you know, on the back end and be like, the second thought, because his whole life, when he was probably 3 years old to when he was 18 years old, he was the guy. That was him. Like, he was him. So I can't blame him. I can't blame any of the really prospects at that point, just because it's tough. I if I was thrown into the spotlight when I was 19 years old as a sophomore in college, oh my god, I'd be a moron.
Yeah. I think the three guys, it's Miller, Panarin, and Kravtsov, honorable mention, kid line. And
there you go. Love it.
Yeah. The next point we have.
This might be the easiest one.
MVP or Dark Horse?
MVP, I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, we can do MVP. Pretty much a layup for me.
And me.
It's going to be Panarin.
What? Not just Shesterkin?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I'm suffering from success.
Oh, I hear you. DJ. No, I hear you.
You know what? That's.
I thought we were going to do the Russian goalies. Yeah.
I'll give him 1A, 1B.
I can respect that.
And it changes. My thing with Panarin is, like, ever since he's been here, I think he's led the team in points every season. Again, last year, you went to a game with me. The joke was, oh, he's having a down season. The guy had 74 fucking assists last year. It's like, how is this? He just doesn't seem to slow down. So 1A, 1B, Shesterkin, Panarin. I'm looking forward to another year of Shesty, man. He's, you know what? Oh my God, dude, we're gonna win the cup this year. Midway through, he's gonna have dad strength.
That's it is concerning at the very minimum.
He's gonna have dad strength midway through the season.
Oh my God, I need every single Islander to just like become a father immediately again. It's a real thing though. Like, dude, these players just as soon as they become dads. His wife,
you know, he announced it at the NHL awards that his wife was pregnant, and I think she's due midway through the season. So,
oh God, I need Ilya Sorokin to have a kid in like April.
It's crazy that like Shesterkin is, I think, only he's either my age or a year older than me.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that happens, right? It's
disgusting.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm going with Sorokin. I think this is the year. It's like Ilya Sorokin's the guy. I know he's kind of gotten the quiet praise of the fans around the league, where they put him in the top five of goalies or so. But I think this is the year of his like not Shesterkin level, but close enough to a Shesterkin level coming out party like he had last year.
Really. I also think like last year was like what his like first real season in the NHL.
Exactly, yeah,
it was like he sucked balls, so it was like
he was good last year. He was good. The season. I thought you said he sucked. Yeah.
No. I mean, like the whole team, just the team and the season just sucked balls. It was just a terrible season.
He played 52 games. That was terrible. He had 925. The guy's a beast. Crazy. I didn't realize he's that good.
Good season.
Oh my God, that's such a good season. But I think he's gonna be the guy this year. I think he's just gonna be. Yeah, I'm so excited to see what he does, man. He's such a dog. But Side note. I don't know if I texted you about this maybe, or I don't know. I was talking to somebody about it. It might have been Josh. But on the 32 Thoughts podcast with Friedman and Marek, Matt Barzal was on, which was a great interview. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was good to see some personality out of an Islander player under Lou. But they were asking him about Sorokin, and he was like, is this the year where the cat's out of the bag and Sorokin becomes that guy that everybody knows about, like Shesterkin did last year, is what Friedman said, paraphrased. And Barzal was like, yeah, you know, the cat's kind of out of the bag, but I think we have a lot of good defensive structure. I think our core players are there. You know, we've had the experience, so I think that we can, like, help Sorokin a bit more. And I think it was Freeman or Merrick, I can't remember. They were like, you can just say you think the Rangers got lucky, and they all laughed. I was like, oh, geez. I was like, damn. I was like, that's a little harsh, but I thought it was kind of funny nonetheless that they were just kind of poking fun at Barzal, just because it did kind of sound like he thought that way. It's just rivalry stuff, but I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, understandable. Now, the thing you sent me from the 32 Thoughts, before I get to that, RIP Coolio.
Oh, God,
apparently Coolio died.
Who?
RIP. We've been spending most of our lives living in a gangster.
What? Really?
The guy who did the Kenan and Kel theme song, if you're a fan of that show. Apparently
Coolio. Oh, yeah, I see.
My dad is older than fucking Coolio. So shout out my dad. What was I saying? No, the thing you sent me from the 32 Plus podcast was the Toronto Maple Leafs saying they're putting everything they can into getting Connor McDavid. One.
Already saving cap, supposedly.
How are they going to afford him? They're going to have a dog shit team if they do that. He's making 12 and a half sheets right now.
And the cap is going up. It's going up 2 and 10, I think. So this guy's gonna make $18 million.
I think in the next like couple seasons is when it's gonna go up that significant jump.
It's that third but I think season, I think.
But I think the way the CBA is, you can only your top guy needs to be like 20. He's can only max
you can't
out
go
like,
over 20%.
Like,
yeah,
it's like yeah, he's and. If I'm McDavid, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I want 20 million, dude. Like,
so if the cap goes up to that would be 94 million, let's say, the max McDavid could get. That's a good point. I forgot about this rule. 18.8.
Yeah. Hey, you don't think he's gonna ask
18.8? Oh, he's so worth 18.8.
You probably fudge numbers to give him 20. You just break the rules.
Honestly. That's crazy.
What's crazy is, like you said, maybe Toronto just sees a world where Matthews is already like, I'm leaving.
Could be.
That's crazy. If that's the case, then if I'm the Kings, start saving cap up. It's like, start shedding cap.
It's so obvious. Yeah. Because him in LA would be perfect.
I mean, he's going to go to LA. Like, there's no way around it. Like, he's going to go to LA.
That'd be a sick spot, man.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, he'd make more money in New York with sponsorships and stuff, but he's going to go to LA. I know he's going to go to LA.
guess you never know.
I'm not putting any hope in that. I'm putting more hope in Connor McDavid. So yeah, I guess
Team Dark Horse. We got Oslo.
All right, yeah. Dark Horse Player of the Year. I thought about it real quick. Vinny Trocheck.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I think
I hear he's already endearing himself a little bit to the fans with this play.
Yeah, I think you know, you don't have to do that much as long as you're not named Ryan Strome. I think that's already, people are like, oh, it's a not Ryan Strome. Great.
That helps.
Love it. Yeah. Awesome. So yeah, he's my dark horse of the year. I think with Panarin, you're gonna see a jump in point production for him. If you're a fantasy hockey player like Kevin and myself, you know, and Trocheck's
draft next Thursday.
Yeah, I thought I got moved.
Yeah, I think it's next Thursday, so a week from tomorrow.
Oh, maybe it is the 6th. Jesus Christ, I don't even know. I should have known that. My birthday is.
It's supposed to be. Is it your? Oh, jeez.
No, my birthday's 2 days later.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was gonna say. I was like, "There's no way I messed that up." I knew it was like 6, 7, 8. I was like, "There's no way I put it on his birthday because I know I checked."
Yeah. So if you're a fancy owner, he's sneaky center. Sneaky center.
There you go. Yeah, especially playing with Panarin. That's actually a good one. I'm going with Ryan Pulock. The guy broke his foot in November, October, and he's kind of really never the same after that until the last 10 games of the year. And I think people forget how important Ryan Pulock is to the team and how good he is at hockey. He wound up with 21 points in 56 games last year, and he wasn't even looking like himself for half the time. He's going to be back with Pelech, his longtime partner. They're just great together. So I think people forget how important Ryan Pulock is to the team and what he provides. So I think that is the guy for the dark horse that people will be like, oh, kind of forgot how good Pulock was. Yeah. Come on. But yep, that's what I got.
Awesome. And then last thing we have is the most disappointing player on each team.
You can go first on this one.
All right. So it's kind of hard for me to say like who I think will be the most disappointing. I think like just easy answers are maybe like Dryden Hunt, maybe Sammy Blay. I think he might be a disappointment. And then like a controversial answer, and it's not controversial when you use your brain, Kreider. I don't think he's going to be disappointing. I just think he's going to disappoint people when he doesn't put up 52 fucking goals again.
Yeah.
He's not going to get close to 40. If he can get 30, I'd
35? Be 35. Yeah, I think he did 35. If he can get
30, I'd be happy.
He never broke 30 before. I mean, people, of course, I think you're right.
Exactly. Like, yeah. So that's why my expectations are dropping 22 goals below where he finished. Just give me 30. I'd be happy.
That's fair.
Anything above that. He had a really, really good season. I mean, 30 is a good season, but anything above 30 would be good. So, and I don't think Kreider is going to be a disappointment the whole year. I think he's, you know, he's obviously he becomes a ghost at a certain point, but I think I do think he will not score 50, which will be disappointing to some people, obviously, because they don't have real expectations. But
that's a fair point. Yeah. I'm going to go with. I think this is the year. I don't know if, like you said, I don't know if this is a disappointment or an expectation. Last year was rough for him, like pretty really rough. He really didn't look like he belonged. I think this is the year that everybody's kind of like, ooh, like, I don't know if Matt Martin can play anymore, man.
I think this might be it, man. I love him.
A low-hanging fruit.
It's such a low-hanging fruit. But he's such a fan. he's such a fan favorite, though. And I think people like, myself included, you know, you got the rose colored glasses on. It's the identity line, him, Zizekas, and Clutterbuck. And I think Clutterbuck could fall into the same category too, even though he's like my favorite player. I think it's just going to be so disappointing and just so sad about how soul crushing it will be that this might be the end of the identity line and everything that they've done. But other than that,
the no identity line.
Yeah, pretty much. It's going to be Ross the boss, Zizekas, and Bellows. So. I wouldn't mind that. So maybe not Ross the boss, but I think that's going to be my most disappointing player.
Cool.
Do the Metro.
Oh, yeah, we'll do a quick rank of the Metro. Okay. Do you want to just do this?
Let's go one for one. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Let me pull up the Metro because I always forget who's in it.
I did that too.
All right. Do you want to go who you have finishing first?
Man, that's a tough one. I think Carolina.
I was going to go Carolina as well.
Yeah.
Even though I think
they're a good regular season team.
Yeah, they're a good regular season team. Even though, like, I personally thought they took a step in, they took a step backwards.
Yeah.
In terms of their offseason, a lot of people, a lot of pundits and analysts are saying
the haters and losers.
They had a great offseason. They brought in Pacioretty, who I think is hurt.
He is hurt.
Brent Burns, who's old as fuck.
Old and overpaid.
You lost D'Angelo. You lost Smith. They lost more guys than they brought in. TBH. Who did I say?
Or who? You said Smith.
Brendan Smith. Yeah.
Oh, big he played for them. True. No, I hear you. He's with the Devils now, right?
Yeah, I believe he's with the Devils.
Crazy. Which him and Thomas Hickey.
Kills me. But yeah, I think Yeah, they're good enough. They'll probably finish first. But the Rangers, I think, will give them a run for their money because that's why I have second.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, I don't need to say much there. I think that they're just going to be a really good team. They're going to finish either second or first in the Metro this year. Shesty's going to be the anchor of this team. And I think they've made a lot of improvements offensively. And I think they're going to see a lot of big jumps in their defensive game. Give some guys a shot, so they're going to be good this year.
Very reasonable. See that.
In third, I hate to do it. I really do. But it's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
We're on the same wavelength today, man. I got the Penguins.
Scumbag.
They will never go away. They will never go away.
I'm going to just dance and piss all over the graves of every Penguins fan once Malkin and Crosby are gone and they're just left with that rat fuck Jake Gensel. And thank Christ that rat Evan Rodriguez isn't on the team anymore.
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
I hate
that. That's one down. Yeah. I think they're still just – they're still a good team. They get it done year after year.
They locked Scully up, man. He's there for like another like 5 years, I think.
It's a good decision.
Yeah. So who do you got for?
I got the New York Islanders. I think they can do it.
Man, I think they have a bounce back here. I think they're better than the Caps. I think the Caps are trending downwards and trending very quickly. I have them at five.
I have them
at five, and it's only because they made the playoffs last year, and I don't think they didn't take too much of a step back to have Columbus or New Jersey or Philly jump over them.
I think
Columbus will be good. Columbus to me, it's gonna be how much of an improvement. Honestly, Johnny Hockey is a huge improvement to them, but there's still a lot of questions.
They're young.
Yeah, they had a lot to prove. I mean, they have Line A, and they have a lot of good guys there. They might need a year or two to really mesh before. I'd say next year they fight for a wild card spot. This year I think they fall a little bit short. I have Caps at five, Blue Jackets at six. But quick note about the Caps at five. I was talking to a coworker of mine who grew up in Maryland, and she's been a Caps fan her whole life. She asked me how I think they're going to do this year. I said, probably not that great, so I don't get your hopes up. At this point, they're just playing hockey to get Ovi the goal-scoring record. They're not playing for a cup anymore. That window has been very much closed.
And she's the window like,
really?
Closed.
She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, no, they're not winning another cup. I'm like, it's only going to get worse from here. Just be happy when Ovi gets the goal-scoring record, because by the time he does, it's the team's going to look like shit.
Yeah, that's fair. I think just to go on to it, I think Columbus, they're well coached. I think they have some good pieces. Their goaltending's all right. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, so I think there's four Metro teams to make the playoffs this year. Do you think the Cavs make it at five? No. Yeah. So we each have four Metro teams probably, maybe three, depending on how you would get it. But I think Columbus, they got the tools to maybe make a bit of a run just to maybe encroach on the wild card, not make it, but – I think the Caps, Backstrom's out for potentially the year. Tom Wilson has a torn ACL. And Darcy Kuemper is just – he wasn't even good in the playoffs for the Avalanche. How do you not good for the Avalanche?
I might change my answer then. I didn't know all this. I might change my answer.
Yeah, and Philip Grubauer, look what happened to him when he left Colorado. Trash. So I'm thinking Darcy Kuemper becomes even more trash. He was already trash. At least Grubauer looked good in Colorado. Darcy Kuemper looked like trash. I think he's going to be terrible in Washington. I think they'll be like decent. Like they'll be like 500. But I have them at 6.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. Blue Jackets 6. Or Blue Jackets 5. Cap 6. Devils 7. Flyers
still 8. Still stuck, though. High five. We're on it. But yeah, Devils
I think, still trash. They're still trash. It's the coaching for me. If they get a better coach,
Lindy Ruff is terrible.
If they get a better coach, they'd be really good. I'd probably have them above the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I thought that, dude. I was thinking the same. Judge just hit 61. you're a Red Sox fan. I forgot. I don't know. I just the Devils. Just their coaching isn't that good. Their goaltending is like. It's like shake. It's not bad. It's not good. And their defense, everybody hypes up their defense. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced about their small top six either. They're such a small team. I know it's like an old man's saying, but like, I don't know. I'm not convinced on the Devils like everybody else. Everybody's like, oh, the Devils are going to be the wild card this year. They're going to pose a threat in the playoffs.
Don't let anyone tell you the Devils are going to be good because everyone, and I
– Every
said,
year.
I said it. You said it last year. I said it last year, but I said it a few years ago because I think it was the year Panarin signed with New York because they got Simmons. They got Subban. They signed Gusev. They signed everyone that offseason, and everyone said, this team's really good. They're going to push for a playoff spot and maybe even contend. And I was the only one walking around saying, this team sucks. These players they got are like 4 years out of their prime. What the fuck are we talking about? And what happened that year? They were the first overall pick. Shit.
Yeah, they would have got the first overall pick.
They were terrible.
Terrible. Like, I don't think like – John Marino is going to push the needle in one direction. I don't know.
I forgot he was even on the team.
Exactly. It's just I'm not.
Ryan Graves went on Colorado. Fuck, really miss him. Ryan Graves on the New Jersey Devils. Yeah, he really can't play defense. He's just a big guy.
Yeah, he's just a big boy. Yeah.
And rounding out the Metro is the Flyers.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a really long year if you're a Flyers fan. Though,
with Torts.
It'll be really entertaining. I feel bad for Ryan Ellis. He's going to miss another season. They have no idea what's wrong with him. I'm surprised he hasn't called it quits yet.
That's sad.
Couturier, I think, might be out
might the entire be out season. Season. Well,
yeah. Yandel retired. Sonk.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Not to cut you off. Yandel retired. Big Z retired. Subban retired. Also, last recorded. Yeah. I mean, you just imagine – the fact that Subban was 23 when we won the Norris, Char was 35, and they retired on the same day. But, yeah, crazy that Char retired, though. Not to get off this topic of the Flyers sucking, but at least he got that last goal, man. That's what counts. Going to give him that cup, but that's all right.
Beautiful thing. What was I going to say? I think this is – I would need to look. I won't have this in front of me because I don't feel like looking at it. But this is, I think, a huge season for Kata Hot.
Big time.
They deal him if they look like shit this year.
He needs to look better. I mean, he was really good for that first year, and he's been pretty bad since. And it's just like, at what point is it just like, it's
I not think gonna we're going to see an here. Improvement in him this year?
Yeah, you hope.
Because. Well, no, it's the same thing I said as soon as they signed Alain Vigneault, it was the worst possible thing that would happen to Carter Hart.
You did.
Because he killed his confidence. So you're hoping with Torts, maybe he gets some confidence back. It's a tough coach to play in front of. So we'll see what happens there. But
Carter Hart. Who was the Rangers coach before Torts? Tom Rennie, maybe? That's the next Flyerside coach. We're going backwards in time. But yeah, Carter Hart doesn't need to have a big year, but the Flyers are going to suck no matter what, so he's probably not going to have a big year.
No, he's probably going to look really bad because the team in front of him looks.
He'll be a Maple Leaf.
It was Tom Rennie. Wow. Do you know who the coach was before him?
Before Tom Rennie. Oh, God. Probably something stupid like Glenn Sather.
It was Glenn Sather.
Let's go.
You know who the coach was before him?
Oh, God. I forget it. Neil Smith. He was a GM.
Islanders legend.
No way.
I'm pretty sure his number is retired.
Why can't I not think of this? I have no idea.
Brian Trottier.
I have no idea. Rangers coach. What a traitor. He's done. He's out of my book. He's a Penguins coach, too. Bum.
Well, he was on the Penguins for a little bit, so it makes sense there. He hopped on that that Jager Lemieux trade. Yeah,
Brian Trottier as your 2C. It's a pretty good deal.
Was he like 40 at that point?
Oh my god, still a dog. But
yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah, let's go back to just one last thing. Yeah, the Flyers are gonna suck. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around it. They are going to be hot garbage.
Garbage.
The fire sale at the deadline is going to be great if you're a fan. If they have some pieces that you want, I mean, let me pull up their roster real quick. We'll this episode. This is the off the rails part right now. we'll save the new segment that we have planned for the start of
next week. Got it.
I will do an impromptu. Numbers because I think it's mine. So I'll do the last one. All right. So the current roster, would you want Cam Atkinson?
No, not for his contract.
Would you want Justin Braun?
Absolutely not.
Sean Couturier, I would take Tony D'Angelo.
We don't need him, but he's a good player.
Nick DeLoria.
And not on that contract. They signed him for like 2.5 for like 5 years, something stupid.
Ryan Ellis, maybe like 5 years ago.
Prime, absolutely. What a shame.
Carter Hart, if they're dealing him, I would take him as backup.
I'll take him if he signed him to a bridge deal, be like, hey, prove it as your backup, man. Oh my god, all day.
I would sign him as a backup. Kevin Hayes wouldn't go near him with a 15-foot pole.
Not with that contract.
Travis Konechny.
Yeah, I like Konechny. He's a rat. I like him.
Scott Laughton.
He's a good player. Not special.
Zach McEwen.
I don't even know who that is.
I think he's been on I think last year was his first year with the Flyers. Okay. He played for Vancouver before that.
That rings a bell.
This is probably the only player I would really look into. Ivan Provorov.
Oh yeah. He was really good a few years ago. He just kind of – I think he was just a product of the fire sucking.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Rasmus Ristolainen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a terrible contract.
Travis Sanheim.
Yeah, I like Sanheim. I would take him.
Owen Tippett. Guys.
Yeah, why not?
Take a stab at him. And then Cam York, I would definitely take a stab at him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're not going to move York or Tippett, I don't think. But they got some pieces. Like, I think Sam.
Oh, I didn't. You want JVR?
Jiver? Oh, yeah. He's on his last year of his deal, I think. So, hey, maybe. Get some Jiver.
Yeah, so tough.
So bad.
Tough year for them, it's going to be. All right, so impromptu. Let's do random number generator.
Last number of the week.
This is crazy. All right,
man. We've been through 40 numbers.
0, so 3, 20 and 20. 99.
Imagine we end up with like 99.
I don't think we've done 88.
Patrick Kane in 6 months.
Fuck off. okay. We could do it. There have been two players to wear the number 88 for the New York Rangers. The first one wore 77-78. He was a right winger. He's from the UK, bruv.
No way. The UK?
He wore
it. That's crazy, isn't it?
He had a number change, too, because they're saying he wore it 77-78. He was on the team 76-78, so
76-72
or for 2 seasons. I don't know why they fucking, but he's from the UK, bruv.
What part of the UK?
Birmingham.
Oh God. oh my God. I would.
You're never gonna get this. I would.
Yeah, of course not.
It's a Ken Hodge.
That's a very UK name.
Yeah, he played for a while.
That's wild to have a British player back in that time.
Yeah, his first full season was in 65-66. Who did he even play? What is this team? Oh, he played for the Blackhawks. Yeah, he played for the Blackhawks for a few years and then spent most of his career in Boston. Put up pretty decent numbers.
UK legend, man.
Yeah, 70-71, he had 105 points. And then he had 105 points again, 73-74.
105 points in a season?
76 games.
This guy's a dog. Is he the best UK born player of all time? He's got to be. Why have I never heard of this guy?
I don't know. He had 777 penalty minutes, 57 game-winning goals. Yeah, 880 games, 800 points.
That's a great career, man.
Yeah, two-time cup winner, two-time All-Star. Ken Hodge.
Damn.
Yeah, he had most of his points. Yeah, he was a point-per-game player in Boston. Played 652 games, had 674 points. So a little over point-per-game player. And then the second player to wear 88 for the New York Rangers is, I think, someone that they could have potentially traded for. And it got vetoed. I think you sent it to me.
Oh, it's Eric. It's Eric Lindros.
Yeah, he played for New York for a couple seasons.
I think the initial trade when he was going from Quebec was vetoed. And then Philly jumped in.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'll pop an Islander jersey too once you finish up your
Hall of Famer, 92-93 all team rookie winner, 94-95 Hart winner, 94-95 Ted Lindsay winner, two time all star. Yeah, that's about it. He had played three seasons in New York, 192 games, 158 points, spent most of his time obviously in Philly. 486 games, 659 points. Pretty freaking good.
Yeah, he's not bad.
A lot of penalty minutes, though. A lot of penalty minutes. He had almost double penalty minutes games played.
Yeah, he was a
760 beast. Games played. Short career, only 13 years.
Yeah, concussions, man.
Yeah, he almost had 1,400 penalty minutes. He finished with 1,398 penalty minutes.
Damn, that's actually crazy.
And 2016 crazy. Hall of Famer.
Fair enough, I guess. Only one person wore 88 for the New York Islanders. It's good. It's really it was recent. It was 2018, but it's very obscure. They traded for him at the deadline for a third round pick from Anaheim. It's so tough.
Okay, 2018.
17-18,
right?
17-18, yeah. It's such a random fire, dude.
Oh my god. Why is Emerson Edom keep coming in my head? I know he was not traded to the Islanders because he went to New York.
Yeah.
Am I gonna be mad that I didn't get it?
No.
Okay, who was it?
Brandon Davidson.
Who?
Exactly. I think it was the Ducks. Maybe I'm totally throwing it for a loop. Let me go look. Am I an idiot? Oh, he was traded from the Oilers. Whoops. That's my bad.
I never would have got that. Yeah.
He 15 games, one goal, -8. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks for coming, terrible. Bud.
He scored one goal. He like came across the blue line, put a backhand just on net just to go for a change. And I think it was Jari. It might have been another Pittsburgh goalie. Literally just like fell down backwards on accident and the puck went in. So that was his one claim to fame, but yeah, that's a wrap on season three.
Two.
A second time I've done that. Oh, -2 on a night. Jeez Louise.
Well, that's it.
Cut the script.
That's season two. Pretty much encapsulates how season two went for Kevin and the Islanders. Just fuck up.
Pretty much. Oh, God.
Hopefully it's a better season three, and hopefully season two continues on into season three for myself and the New York Rangers, because I was down bad season one. I was up season two. And you know what? I want both of us to be up season three.
Give us an Islander Ranger playoff series. Feed it into my veins.
I won't sleep for 2 weeks if that happens.
Bro, I'm going to go on a rant. Friendships are going to be broken.
Oh, we won't be recording. You're going to not talk to me for weeks.
I'm going to see your tweets and be like, oh, fuck that guy.
Are you going to tap into the live streams if I'm live streaming again?
Oh, my God.
Our podcast account? I'm going to get locked out of the account.
I'm changing the password. Oh, man. I hope that happens. I hope this is the year. It hasn't happened since 1994, man. How crazy is that? So that's what? 26, almost 30 years since the Islander Ranger playoff series.
Yeah, man. 28 years. Crazy shit. That's nuts. For the last time for season two, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Stitcher.
Spotify,
Apple Music, if you can get us on there. Fucking Google Podcasts, the Anchor app, whatever.
Shout out to our South African viewers once again.
Hey, man, we're season three. We're gonna be woke as fuck.
We're going global.
We're woke as fuck for season three. I won't curse all of season three.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how long that goes. We'll start a timer and we'll see how long that goes for.
The funniest part about it is you're going to forget. We're both going to forget.
Oh, dude, I'm absolutely going to forget. I'm going to be like, what the fuck is up, everybody? Make sure you subscribe to the subscribe to the podcast, yes, but make sure you listen to us on whatever platform you listen to, and make sure you follow us on Twitter. Yes. Follow our personal accounts. Follow me on my Red Hot Chili Peppers album review / discography review.
Journey.
My journey. I also tweet about new mangas that I'm reading. Do you like manga? I do. Follow me. We can chit-chat about it. Or to follow the account and we can chit-chat about it. And obviously it'll turn into some hockey talk. It's been a season two was great for some of us. Time. Season two sucked for some of us. Season three is going to be awesome for everyone. I hope there's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows. There's going to be nudity. Who knows? You know, if we get more listeners, maybe we'll make an OnlyFans. What a note to end on. What a season. We love you. We will be back probably not next week, but the week after that, the first official week, you're going to hear. Yeah. So October 11th, season three, make sure you tune in. You're going to get the freshest takes from me because the Rangers play the Lightning that night. I don't know if the Islanders play that night.
We don't play until like Thursday, I think.
So we're going to have the super hottest, freshest takes from that game. Make sure you tune in. That's it. Anything electric. Else, Kevin?
Nope.
Hold on. Electric. Steph, do you have anything else? Mochy, do you have anything else? We're wrapping up season two. They got nothing else. Go Rangers. Go.
Come on.
You can say it if you want. I almost said it. You can say it if you want.
Say what?
Go Islanders.
Let's go Islanders. Woo!
We'll see you all in 2 weeks for season three. Goodbye and good night. Mwah.